You just said this wood smells
It does.
Good.
It's like cedar. It's been sitting in here for like 3 weeks. It's going to have termites, but it smells good.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Now your hosts, Michael Visaglia and Leon Oliver.
What episode is this, Mike?
Yeesh.
14.
Hell of a night. Welcome outside the box.
Inside the box. There you go,
episode
buddy.
Episode 14.
Screwed up right in the beginning.
We apologize. I said outside.
You said inside to start it. Okay, well, we will.
And we apologize for not having an episode last week. God forbid, you know, we let our real jobs interfere with the taping of this broadcast, which we receive no compensation for.
We had 100 downloads last week.
Yes, we do.
The number adds up quickly. But yes, we had to take a couple of days off. We did not. Wait, I get paid for this.
You get paid?
Oh, yeah, I get paid. Our sponsors. I haven't told you about our sponsors yet. They pay me.
Are they kosher sponsors?
No, they are not kosher. We get a vacuum, Hoover. They come. They sponsor us.
Yeah, because you suck.
Exactly.
So.
I set you up for that one. I lobbed it up. No, I'm joking. We don't have any sponsors. We don't get paid.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. Mike, it's nice to be back in the studio, and it's been a while since we've been in here. God, we usually have like a little thing going. Maybe it's every Tuesday or something, then it comes Wednesday, it's Thursday. It's all over the place.
Oh, I know. It's terrible. We've really been inconsistent. I apologize. You are still smelling the wood.
It's put cedar. Wood. It smells good.
It does smell good. I'm not going to lie. I just picked up some wood myself.
You pick up wood a lot, I bet.
Oh, I get it. Not funny. Yeah. I don't, but you know, it doesn't smell decent. But yeah, we've got to get better at getting in here. I agree. Yeah.
Well, we got a special treat for you.
We do.
This afternoon. Joining us, to my left, the esteemed Brad Savage.
Hello. You needed there, you put your hands up, the L makes the left with your fingers.
I do that.
You had trouble.
I do that when I see a sign that says no right turn on red. I have to remember, so I do the L.
Wow. Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Brad Savage, 1061 The Corner with us here, joining us in studio, a little expose on the life of Brad
Savage. I'm so curious to learn about you, Brad.
No.
I'm very excited for this interview.
Now, I was just listening to a radio show the other day, and the guy was talking about how when he goes to a red light or a stop sign or anything of that nature, and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, no one's there, he goes through it. Are you that guy? Because Mike is that guy.
I would not do
that
because I'm a God-fearing, law-abiding citizen, let me tell you.
I don't believe you. I think you're lying.
No, I wouldn't do that. In fact, one time I DJ'd an all-night dance party. Like, you know how they do the after-prom party?
I don't know if I want to hear the end of this story.
No, what happened was I was trying to go home at the end of it, and the stupid light was sitting there red for like literally 3.5 minutes. And
you
it's like
the
5
whole time.
In the morning, and I stayed the whole time. And if ever I was going to cut through a red light, like no one went through the intersection in that whole amount of time. And if ever I was just going to like turn left and no one would ever known. But then lights would have started flashing. I would have got a ticket in the mail.
Maybe
I would have had to go on the Rob Schilling show and like talk about, you know, what's wrong with society and all
that. Well, we'll get some of these topics from you, Brad, as we divulge into it. But we should mention for people, Leon, that are not from Charlottesville that are listening to our podcast, because 80% of our listenership is from Pittsburgh, and they might not know.
Unfortunately.
They might not know.
He has this thing, Brad.
Yeah?
We can get into this.
I would like say Pittsburgh?
Realistically.
It's named Pittsburgh from the start.
I say realistically, we probably have a quarter of our listeners maybe from Pittsburgh. Maybe.
Very interesting.
Why don't we get
demographics?
Into Rush Hour Radio in Pittsburgh?
And all he does is put down the city. But I think he likes the attention. He does the same thing he puts down UVA sports. He just likes the attention.
UVA sports put themselves down
the
by playing.
The thing is, Leon, when Mikey and I do sports on 106.1 The Corner, he puts down Philadelphia all the
non-stop.
Time.
Nonstop.
He hates Philly.
Nonstop.
People have called in to complain about how Mikey hates Philly.
Those people suck.
I'll side with him on that one, because if you want to be mugged, everyone knows you just go to Philadelphia. It's a dirty, terrible city.
Oh, terrible.
And
your
sports fans will throw batteries at you.
Oh, they will.
And vomit on little
did
girls.
That. But anyway, I'm just saying, that's really fucked up. Anyway, I'm saying, people that are not from Charlottesville, this is Brad Savage from 106.1 The Corner.
That's right.
And I think even if you're not from the city and you don't know Brad, you'll be fascinated what you learn from this man. You, Brad, are a music junkie.
I am a music junkie.
You like music more than women. I mean,
I like music and women at the same time. I like women in bands that are musical.
Like when I was growing up, Leon, you know, girls didn't talk to me for 23 years. So I got into sports.
Right.
That was my escape.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of the same thing for music.
Yeah, like, how did you get into it?
I grew up listening to the radio. I'm from Minnesota, where it's cold and they have domes that collapse.
That's right. And,
quarterbacks that sexed.
Yes, yes, that too, that too. And we had good radio stations when I was little. And so I was just interested in the radio and probably the radio first and then really got into music and decided that I wanted to do that as a job. I wanted to play music for people over the radio. And so I started starting in high school. I got an internship. Did you guys have this where you went to school? It was called like
he's interviewing us now.
I know. Well, I don't know if anyone's heard of this because sometimes people look at me cross-eyed when I explain this. Yeah. We had a thing called like work experience class or something like our senior year.
A class where you're doing radio
like,
stuff.
Yeah. Well, what you could do is basically it was a class you signed up for, and then you got to leave school early and go have a job instead.
The classes after me, I think, had this.
Yeah,
I went to school in the middle of nowhere, Virginia. We didn't have that. You couldn't leave school for anything.
Yeah.
If he was going to leave school, it'd be like, okay, right. What do you want to go? You want to go helping the farm?
I mean, that's what Leon would do. Most people had to they did bookkeeping. Keeping at a dentist's office or something. Yeah. But I got to go work at the radio station.
No, Leon had all the redneck jobs.
Well, pretty much. Yeah, you want to know how to load a shotgun. I'm your guy.
It would be going to the farm, milking cows,
right?
Helping a guy find his teeth, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, chasing chickens. I briefly worked as a chicken catcher one day.
Did you really?
Catcher?
It was not fun.
Yeah. Well, you've come such a far and long way.
I know.
You now get bad radio. Congratulations.
I went from making $8 an hour to $4 an hour. Exactly. Isn't it fantastic?
It is fantastic. So, Brad, you got into the music scene.
Yes.
Now, I've seen pictures of you. Now, if people link on the Facebook, because Leon, you'll do that. You used to have long hair. We need to find those pictures of when you had long hair.
I did.
You had long golden
I wanted
locks
to be a rocker.
Like this,
I wanted to be. Did you guys have in your schools like the metalers, like the heavy metal kids and all of that were like.
Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
I guess they'd be called stoners today. I don't know.
They were the kids you were scared of.
Yeah. I wanted to be that guy.
Well, that's not good.
I know. Well, I wanted to be like, because I don't know. I just was kind of a little, I kind of had this angst on my shoulders, the weight of the world.
So now this is becoming like
therapy.
And he
started listening to Nirvana.
And I started listening to Nirvana and I found a voice that spoke to me.
And that was a good outlet for you. You liked it.
You had
the long hair. He did, Leon. You got to see these locks.
See, we didn't have kids like that. We had the kids with the black trench coats that watched the ECW wrestling that scared the hell out of me.
Yes, yes.
So what bands did you like then growing up?
Oh my gosh. Well, when I started out in high school, I mean, Nirvana was a big one because that was when I was in high school, it was kind of like that grunge era. But also, I love like Jane's Addiction and the Ramones, and I got into the Smiths, which was like a few years earlier than I was it wasn't new when I was getting into it. It was like, 8 or 10 or 12 years old at that time. The Cure. Oh, I love the Cure. And that's a lot of what we get to play on the corner nowadays, too, is some of that era.
Got a lot of that angst in your voice.
That's right. That's
amped
right.
Up there.
Oh, and I got into local bands too from Minnesota. Like, I think a lot of people go through that local music phase, you know?
Explain to people then about local music, because I know your radio station loves to promote it and has been very influential. Because I think sometimes there's a stereotype when you hear local music that it's not going to be good.
Well,
and I think a lot of the times, I'm maybe one person to do that, you go, oh, it's a local band. How could this be good? Talk about local music a little
bit. It sort of depends on the city, too, you know? Like, here in Charlottesville, we just happen to have a lot of talented, it's like a musical area. It's like a big old melting pot where everybody has...
getting all warm and fuzzy.
All warm and fuzzy. No, there's just, people are smart and intellectual here.
Let me ask you this. Has there ever been a band that's come in and you couldn't say this, but you were thinking to yourself, this is awful. Holy shit, I'm playing this on my radio.
Not so much.
That was good.
Not so much the bands, but we've definitely had interviews where I'm like, thank God we recorded this so I can edit it down to 2 minutes. That's definitely happened.
Not one time you're like, I can't edit this. I can't put this on my radio station.
Don't
worry. The bands that listen aren't listening to this.
You
don't have to be scared.
No, I mean,
unless you live in Pittsburgh.
There he goes again.
That's one of my problems, though, is like I'm kind of famous for liking everything.
Right.
And in fact, I've gotten in trouble in my radio career for being too open to like new music and wanting to play new bands. See, like... when like a lot of radio people want to play by the numbers and play by the research and only play the stuff that's the most well known and the most popular, right? And so I've kind of gotten in trouble for being, you know, like I'm supposed to hate more music and be like, we're never going to play that. That sucks. But right. I kind of like everything.
Damn you, Michael Bublé.
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, do you disagree with that then?
Yeah,
do you
think, I mean, I think I just...
It's about money, right? Is that the problem?
Well, yeah. I mean, most stations, like whether it's in Pittsburgh or Charlottesville or wherever, like they just want to play the most well-known bands that everyone already knows so they don't lose listeners. Instead of trying to like gain new listeners or introduce new bands and stuff, it's like they don't want to give the rookie a chance, you know, because it's like too, it could be too costly if the ratings go down or something. So in a way, but I think there's lots of good music. And I think if you give people the chance to discover it, why, then they might actually like it.
See, I like his job. You know, I sit here throughout the day and, you know, we got all these radio stations in one building. So we see everyone coming through and pass and stuff.
Right.
I see bands going to the corner. They look like they're fun people and
stuff.
Yeah. There's always smoking hot women.
Oh my gosh.
Going in there. We have like 95-year-old people talking about taxes, and I got 22-year-old blondes going down the hall.
I have to say something about your bands that come in though.
Yeah.
They all smell. Am I wrong, Leon? Like
worse
I
want you.
Yeah. Worse than Callahan.
Oh, right.
They come in here. I'm telling you. I'm going. Is there a reason why why musicians stink?
Well, I think it's
they smell.
They're in the van.
They do.
They're in the van all the time.
They're doing drugs.
They're on the road.
Smell.
You know, sometimes they don't have time to shower themselves in the morning. It's off to the next city for the next interview.
See, they got to be resourceful. You know, you got to go to KFC and get those wet naps.
Yeah,
stock
yeah.
Stock up.
Yeah.
And, you know,
what's that called?
Put those in the glove box.
They call that whore bath.
Yeah,
have you ever heard that term?
Yeah,
whore bath.
Yeah. Now we're talking Midwest stuff here, baby.
Yeah. See, I could never talk about whore baths on the corner. This
no,
is great.
Couldn't.
FCC can't house
you ever
a
take a whore bath?
I've done it at Bonnaroo. Oh, yes.
Now I've never been to that. You've been to Bonnaroo, Leon?
I've never been to Bonnaroo.
Would you ever, with Leon, you could say it in front of Brad. Be yourself. Would you ever want to go to Bonnaroo?
You would probably have to waterboard me before we went to Bonnaroo. Me and that crowd wouldn't exactly get along. I would tell them all to get jobs and stop whining.
Yes.
I agree.
It's like, you know, it's this crazy camping outdoor thing. I couldn't handle it. Like, we get to stay in these buses for the media people,
yeah,
which is pretty nice because you get your own little cube in the... It's like a tour bus, you know, and they just park it in the backstage area. I could not deal with it. Even for me, the smelly hippies and the camping and the... I mean, there's some hot chicks around there, but other than that, I don't think I could
deal with it. You don't want to mess with those girls.
Yeah.
No.
Use your imagination.
No.
You don't want to mess with those girls.
No, that's true. That's true.
Do you get food there, or do you have to, like, pick berries? In the woods.
There's both. No, there's like,
but there's a lot of mushrooms.
It's kind of like a fair, you know, like a county fair. Like there's food set up, you know, like every kind of like concession stand you can think of. Some of them are like all natural, organic, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And then some of them are like, you know, deep fried alligator bits. So.
You ever had deep fried alligator?
No, have you had it?
No, I have not.
I actually have.
You had deep fried alligator?
I've had deep, but this was in Florida, not at Bonnaroo, but
so,
yeah.
Bull testicles are Rocky Mountain oysters. What are they called? Alligator testicles. Do alligators have testicles?
I don't know if they do.
I've never really checked alligators' nutsacks out. I have no idea.
You check everything else.
What does that even mean?
Hey, there's a lot of stories about you, Bubba.
What do you mean?
We'll get to that another day. But I don't know. What did alligator taste like?
Tastes like... Chicken. No, it tastes like rubbery chicken, kind of. You deep fry anything, and it's probably pretty good.
Yeah.
I deep fried Coke once.
Yeah,
I've
never tried that.
How do you do that?
I went to the fair. The woman wouldn't tell me. I literally offered her $20 to tell me. She's working at the fair.
You told me about it then.
Yeah. And you go there, and it's like a mound of brown with like deliciousness inside. Mm-hmm, I can't even describe it. It's like powdered sugar on it. Probably took 7 years off my life.
You're getting me into an idea here because I'm always getting on Brad's ass.
Yes,
for exercising more,
right,
and being healthier. And Leon, I just, you know, I just don't give
a
shit.
I don't care what the hell happens. Drink a case of beer when I go home and eat some nachos.
Yeah, see, he tells me, and this bothers me. He tells me I drink 12 beers when I go home, but it's not because I'm an alcoholic. I just like it. That means you're an alcoholic.
That does not mean I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah, if you drink 12 beers because you like it, you are a drunk.
functioning alcoholic. It's
not like,
then. I like
orange. It's not orange juice or Gatorade.
It's Blue Moon has a hint of a citrus.
I'll say you're a functioning one. I agree with that.
I am not an alcoholic. I happen to enjoy beer, and I enjoy a lot.
Yeah, but if I have O'Doul's. Have a 12 of O'Doul's.
Who the hell drinks O'Doul's?
But that's like nobody. That's the point.
I like beer. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with Leon's it, but it's like that you're a functioning alcoholic.
He's the all-American dude over here. Oh. I like it.
I drink my Pabst Blue Ribbon, and I hunt, and I watch my NASCAR.
You don't hunt. Are you a hunter?
I haven't in the past.
Do you ever use a gun?
I really want to get into it. I can shoot.
Yeah.
I get a good shot.
You have terrible vision.
I am a fantastic shot.
That's bullshit.
We can go to the range right now.
Okay,
right now.
You're not getting me into a hunting range. You better believe that.
Have you ever held a gun?
No, don't plan on
it. You're the one person from Jersey that's never had a gun in their hands.
That's South Jersey. I'm from North Jersey.
Same difference. It's all like Sarajevo.
It's all like Sarajevo. This guy's scared to leave Central Virginia, so yeah. I don't want to hear that.
Well,
correct.
One of my favorite memories of Leon when he first started working here was like I was talking to him, and somehow, or maybe it was even on your Facebook a long time ago or something, but you had made a comment that Charlottesville isn't far enough south.
Oh, yeah, no. You need to take this bad boy up and move it down south about 400 miles.
Yeah, then
miles.
Then we're in the south.
There we go.
Yeah.
No, it's like I feel like this is a little piece of Connecticut right in the middle of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
drives me nuts every day.
Right.
Drivers are aggressive. You got people like Mike moving down here. It's ridiculous.
People like Mike.
The drivers are terrible.
They're
terrible here.
They're all from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Or New Jersey. Yeah. Or New York.
No, the problem is that it's the Virginia drivers that are the problem.
How so?
They don't know what the hell they're doing. They go slow. They don't pay attention. Well, light turns green, and they're not.
I've ridden with you. I put my life in my hands when I do that. You're the most aggressive driver I've ever seen in my life.
This is bullshit.
It's like Mario Andretti.
You don't have your license. You depend on me for rides.
There are legal obligations that stem from
that. Sorry.
There are legal obligations that stem from that. But no, you're like Mario Andretti. It's like a school zone, and Mike's like zipping past people. He's like T-boning and careening off the curb.
That's not true at all. My mom listens to this.
Like,
and I don't want her to think that.
Indy 500 going on around here.
Not true.
It is. You could have a very successful NASCAR career.
Now, when Brad and I, you and I were talking in the hallway.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that you could do impressions. But Leon, you ever see the show South Park?
I've seen several episodes.
You can do South Park impressions.
I can do Cartman a little bit.
He can do Cartman.
It's like my only impression. Jay James can do every impression. I love that guy.
Let me hear your Cartman.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
That's nice. Phenomenal.
Is that good?
That's awesome.
One more.
Let's see. What should I say? I'm trying to think. You guys are into sports because you guys suck.
That's very true.
See, Leon, Brad, you're a non-sports person.
Well, I've learned a lot.
You've learned a lot.
I still can't name the big three on Miami, but I've learned a lot.
And we've all seen more of Brett Favre than we ever cared to. So
that's
true.
Did you see his penis?
You.
Did you see the
I
picture
did not.
Of his penis?
I couldn't go that far.
It's Mike's wallpaper.
Yeah, it's on his desktop. Yeah,
it's not even just like, the big desktop wallpaper.
Right.
You know where you can make it tile?
Right.
And it's like the same picture 14 times? That's what he has.
It's true. I have a picture of Brett Favre's penis as my wallpaper. Yeah, it's true. Tile. On my computers, in my house, everywhere.
Cell phone?
Cell phone.
Absolutely.
Just ringtone.
You're not a big sports guy.
Well, I mean, yeah.
This insults Leon. This is his manlihood, his livelihood.
Yeah, well, see... We're like the polar opposite.
We kind of are.
There's a lot of us in common. But I couldn't tell you, if you played music, I couldn't tell you Depeche Mode from The Cure, probably.
Right.
You named them.
Sure. Yeah. But I get your point. Yeah. Like, yeah. I used to just, I've become like a normal American with like a, a moderate interest in sport, like the water cooler sports topics, the Metrodome caved in.
Right.
That's interesting. Or like, they had to move that game to Detroit. But I don't necessarily know, I've heard of Peyton Manning, but I can't, is he on the Patriots? See what I mean?
Don't answer that.
Okay.
Don't answer that. What I want to do.
Is he on Indiana?
Don't answer that.
The Indianapolis.
He got it.
We got
it. I did it.
It's
see,
the Colts.
But that's what I mean. It took two guesses.
Right.
And yet, it's so funny because like you guys are kind of like the sports geniuses, and I get more into the music stuff, but I don't have room to remember the sports here.
Let me ask you, more offensive to you.
Okay.
The Brett Favre showing his junk or Ben Roethlisberger with young college girls? Which one's weirder?
weirder. They're both pretty weird.
Which one would you be like, okay, that one? They're both pretty shitty. Like, yeah. But which one is like, okay, that's grosser?
I'm actually going to go with Brett Favre because like he should just... I mean, not that I'm excusing what Ben Roethlisberger did, but what I'm saying is Brett Favre should know better when you're a public...
So that one's worse.
I think... Well, I don't know if it's worse. So let me...
If I said to you, Brad Savage, okay, tomorrow you have... There's nothing you can do to change this.
Yeah.
Either you're going to show off your member, and it's going to be to... we'll say...
CNN exclusive.
It's to the New York Jets girl, that Jen Sturger lady. Yeah. Or you're going to go prancing around with 19-year-olds on the corner.
He did more than
UVA.
Prance, though.
Okay, yeah, more than prance.
Yeah.
And I said, you had to pick between the two, and you're going to get the same media scrutiny, you'd pick the Ben one. They're both pretty crappy.
No,
it's
you can go pick the Ben one. You're going to jail for that. You can't go to jail for showing someone your junk.
Well,
actually, I think you can.
I'm not sure if you can.
Well, when you did it.
Yeah, I mean, what happened in your instance?
Yeah. No, Thursday night.
Yeah, because of the 12 beers and you're not a drunk.
I think, I don't know. I mean, you know, well, that's one of the good things about a college town is that you have a lot of hot women here, you know, so, but I mean, there is a line, obviously, and refresh me on the Ben Roethlisberger story, because was there like alleged assault?
There was an alleged assault. That's why that's much worse, Michael.
Yeah.
I'm just asking him what he thought.
I don't think I have to worry about it though, because I've realized recently that I've turned into like the creepy old guy. Like, I feel like I should still be at UVA.
I thought you were going to say because I have no pictures of myself on the internet.
No. But I mean, I just feel like, you know, I'm starting to realize like all these UVA girls, I'm way too old. I'm way too old.
Yeah, I've hit that age too. I'm sure you probably hit that as well.
Well, people that are at UVA to me now look like they should be in kindergarten. They look like little kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Stick with the grad students.
That's what I did.
But then they're smarter than you. So
yeah.
Well, I've accepted that.
Yeah,
I'm okay with
95% of the population.
Yeah, exactly. So. I mean, even this wood in your hand is smarter than me.
Yes.
Did you have a high school crush when you were younger?
Oh,
is there a girl that you love? Like, oh my God, there goes Nancy. She's got that Nirvana T-shirt on.
Oh,
she's
awesome. Well, I totally, and I still do. Oh, this is a can of worms I'm about to open. I love like those punky, weird, alternative-y girls with like the piercings and the purple hair and all of that.
Piercings?
Like,
what do you mean?
Well, I mean like, you know, nose piercings or whatever.
Or whatever.
We could not be more different.
Yeah, really?
We
oh, I love that.
We could not be more different. I like the Southern Belle type, the brunette, the sweet Alabama daddy's girl.
Oh, Leon, I just love your hair and style.
Don't ever do that again.
Pretty.
I question you enough. Don't do that again.
Yeah. Sorry, Leon.
I would say that like the interesting girls that maybe have a little bit of an edge.
Chutzpah.
Maybe have a
they can potentially cut you.
Well, yeah, but chances are they might have emotional issues, and if you can break through and help them, well then they'll cling to you. Do you see what I mean?
Dr. Drew Pinsky over
That's
here.
Right. I listened to Loveline religiously back in the day.
Yeah. I used to love Loveline. That's part
of
the reason.
What's his name?
Adam Carolla and
Dr. Drew.
And now it's like Dr. Drew and some guy named Stryker or something.
They changed it again, too, I think.
Really?
Because they have it in Richmond, and I think you can hear it on the internet, too. But
yeah.
But I think Stryker isn't doing it, and now it's some other guy called, like, the Chomper or something.
Oh,
I don't know. But, I like Dr. Drew, but it was the best during Dr. Drew
is a
and
chick,
Adam.
Right?
No, it's a guy.
Dr. Drew
was a woman.
You're thinking about Dr. Lore, probably.
I got to introduce Dr. Drew at my college back in Minnesota. I went to St. Cloud State, and he did a speaking engagement on campus, and the radio station I worked at aired Loveline. So I got to like go backstage and meet him and bring him out on stage.
Oh, I know Dr. Drew. I know. He had a reality show on as well, with celebrity rehab type thing. That's the guy. Okay.
Brett, I'm going to call BS on your story. That was the episode of Dawson's Creek. they came to campus and they did the Loveline show. I think you fell asleep on the couch.
That's what happened.
And you dreamed this. Yes.
For all the shit that he gives me.
Yeah.
Like, and you give me a lot of it. I mean,
a big pile of it.
It's the deserving. You own every Dawson's Creek on DVD.
Incorrect. I don't have the last season.
How many seasons are there?
There were 6 seasons.
Okay, you own 5 seasons of Dawson's Creek on DVD.
And you know why? You know why? I can answer this in one simple sentence.
Yes.
Katie Holmes was hot.
But you could say that about a lot of chick type TV shows. I'm sure on all of them, there's an attractive woman
on it.
But
see, when Leon was like,
she's 15, not even that cute.
Well, not anymore. But when Leon was
she's now banging Tom Cruise, who's freaking nuts.
That's a little unsettling. But when Leon was like 16, 17, you know, right when I picked up on that show, that was right down Broadway for Leon.
Oh, I could see it. I could see it. I don't know Dawson's Creek, but we might have to do a trade. I've got the OC. Did you ever like that show?
I watched the first season of that.
How am I the one getting grief? OC and Dawson's Creek?
And,
you know, Mike,
and
I was a young kid back then.
I love these type of situational comedy, drama, young adult shows. I also have recently gotten into, what's it called?
16 and Pregnant?
No. Not that one. Although I hear that's really good. What the hell is it? It's the one about New York. Gossip Girl.
I can't go that far.
You can't go that far?
I got to get off this exit.
So you like Gossip Girl?
Well, I'm just starting to watch Gossip Girl.
How about like The Housewives?
No, see, a lot of that reality stuff is just stupid.
Right.
I don't like it.
Only in America can you... You just mentioned 16 and Pregnant. Yeah. Only in America can you get knocked up at 16 and get famous for it.
Right,
you're
right.
You're on TV. We're busting our asses. No one hears us, Mike. We should get knocked up. Did we get on TV?
It could be a reality
show.
You
are a man.
Yeah, well, you're not, so...
Yeah.
So you're saying you're going to seduce me?
Not at all. That couldn't... That's just awkward.
Oh, Leo.
Get the hell away from me. But, no, it's... That's a big problem, I think. You know, we got Basketball Wives, we got, 16 and Pregnant, all this crap. Times Person of the Year was Mark Zuckerberg.
Right, right, right.
What the hell?
As it should be.
No.
He's the most influential on all of us.
I haven't seen that movie yet, though.
It's a really good movie.
Facebook is in our lives. Shit, Leon, it's helping us promote this show.
Facebook.
You better thank him for that. How else would you be getting it out there?
Flyers
on the street?
I was watching the news this morning, and somebody made a comment, like, you know, the viewer comments and stuff, and it was like, Nancy on Facebook or whatever says, thank you, Mark Zuckerberg, for creating a product which we can stay in touch with family and friends. Bullshit. You know what Facebook was invented for? It was for college people so they could slander other college people and for guys to click through and look at girls' photos. That's what everyone used Facebook for.
Well, it's nice that Aunt Marie can, you know, gonna go look at you.
Yeah, and she's the person, oh my God, I hate these old people on Facebook and they send you all these damn Farmville requests. And
I've never had one Farmville
request. This is how viruses spread.
Yeah.
Because of old people on Facebook. You go back and trace it back. There was the first internet virus was probably the first 60-year-old to get online. He probably got it.
Interesting theory. See,
Leon gets angry.
Yeah.
Keep old people away from the computers. That's all I ask.
Who's the coolest person you've ever interviewed?
Oh, man. Probably Tommy Ramone from the Ramones.
Was it in
here? It was here at the corner. And it's funny, though, because he's the last living original member from the Ramones, but now he has a bluegrass group. Of course.
And
he's like got this super long, like long white graying hair, you know, and he's just cool. So it was like an awesome moment for me. And then probably... one that always impresses people is I interviewed Hootie and the Blowfish.
The whole band.
The whole band live, and they played live. I love me some Hootie as well.
Where was the interview?
This was when I was in Michigan, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and they had been playing like, you know, like kind of like the outdoor fair type circuit. And it was like they had 2 days in Detroit and they came out on the morning show back in Michigan and did an acoustic session right at the station. Like the corner lounge here. It's pretty cool.
As someone who's really into music, do you ever like feel bad for like a musician that's kind of like, was at the top?
Was at the top.
And then
and
all
now.
Of a sudden you realize he's playing like a 10-year-old's Christmas party.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
Winosha.
And when I interviewed Hootie and the Blowfish, they were kind, because it was before he had crossed over to country, and they were kind of on their way down. You know what I mean? Like, not in a bad way. Like, everybody knows them and everybody likes those songs.
Yeah.
But it's like everybody really liked their first album and then they never really got back to the popularity after that, you know?
Do you know who Mookie Blaylock is?
Yes. There's a Pearl Jam connection or something.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. He's an NBA player, Mookie Blaylock.
Yeah, and that was Pearl Jam's original name.
Yeah, why did they change it?
I think they felt it was like too inside or something. I don't know. Jeff would know.
We'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
You know, takes me back. That last question actually reminds me. Who was the guy? And I probably shouldn't mention the guy's name because I think you might have had him on, Brad. But there was a guy where I used to live with you at the apartment place in Charlottesville.
Oh, yeah,
playing in the outdoor theater.
Really fresh.
Yeah.
Okay. I felt bad for that guy. It was like you were Like, right. You had this song, right, everyone right. knows it.
We and were you, merely freshmen.
Yeah. And then you got Leon Oliver sitting out, you know, yeah. on his porch drunk, yelling and at you playing, while you're playing well, in front of
and
eight
I
people.
Won't he, be held that responsible.
That is a weird thing, though. That guy, Brian Vander Ark, he's yeah. the front guy
he's Brad's
of
friend.
Verve Pipe, and he's done a lot of radio stuff, but that wasn't that weird for him. I mean, it was because of the station that they showed up there for our live broadcast and everything.
I'm sorry.
But it was, no, it's fine. But he does this thing. Where he goes around, like, because, like, the Verve Pipe isn't, you know, new with big hits anymore or whatever. He's gone one-on-one with his fans through, like, emails and Facebook and Twitter. And he does a tour every summer where he, like, literally will go play people's houses around the country. And, like, they have a party.
Well, outside the box for you at your house.
Yeah. We need to have the outside
Isn't
the box tour.
Isn't that a cool idea, though? Like, I would be worried that there would be, like, a psycho stalker that would, like, want to, you know, kill him.
Well, but still rocking the 1995 tour t-shirt.
Yeah.
Next question for you then. Have you ever had any psycho stalkers?
I
know people, Brad, that are impressed I even know you.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Are they girls?
Well, one is, but she's engaged.
Oh, damn.
To a man.
No, that's good. No,
Charlottesville.
Here's the thing. For one summertime, I did, this was like way back when I was in St. Cloud, Minnesota, going to school, and I worked at the country station, and it was like one of those big country stations.
I did
nights on a country station four or 5 months.
It's Alan Jackson.
That's
it was
right.
A song that sounds like the last
if
one.
If I gave you $15, would you go play Chattahoochee right now for me?
Sure. I love that. Song.
I didn't know you worked at a country station.
Yeah, I mean, it was really early on in my
career. You sound ashamed a little.
Well, no, I learned a lot doing it, but like, and some of the listeners were so nice, and then the others were like, so backwoodsy, like weird.
Did people come to pick up their prizes driving the tractor and carrying a moonshine jug?
It's totally true.
Because if so, they're probably related to me.
That could be.
Leon, yeah, he likes that stuff.
Yeah.
That's home, baby.
That's home.
Gets
baby.
Near me.
Yeah, so, you know, I had, so there was a girl that used to call in, like, every night. And then she was like, is Brad Savage your real name? And I was like, no, it's an alias, even though it really is my real name.
Yeah.
And
well, it's a good radio name.
People think it's a radio alias. Yeah. So then she looked me up in the phone book, because I was still in the phone book. I didn't know any better. And, you know, this is back when people had, like, home numbers.
She got you.
And she called me up at home and started leaving messages, and it was really weird.
Did you guys hook up?
No.
Was she hot?
If she is hot, you would have.
I don't think I ever actually met her in person.
See, this is why you need Facebook.
Yeah, that's why we needed Facebook. Because this is like 1998, you know, 97 even.
Yeah, you could have made your decision.
Yeah. Yeah, I could have made my
decision. Because you could have, I mean, she could have gone over there and killed you.
This is one of the, I mean, that could have happened.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, there are definitely weirdos out there. But honestly, this is one of the reasons that Facebook is good and that we should be live on the radio all the time. Because I don't know if you guys have ever talked about this, but some stations pre-record and then there's no one there to, like, answer the request line.
I don't divulge the secrets.
Don't divulge the secrets.
You're more than welcome.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, not my station, but other stations are known to have, you know, to not have anyone.
In Pearl,
it's a computer. It's a computer type thing.
Yeah. Right.
And how are you supposed to meet women on the request line if it's on a computer?
Did you get into music for the women?
Sort of. I, you know, honestly, there is some truth to that because geeky record collecting guys like me who know, you know, a lot about music, it's because we want to, like, impress the 10 women in the world that know a lot about music. Or something.
Damn,
and
you
it's
picked
like
the wrong field.
Yeah, it's like
no, you didn't. Chill out.
It's that kind of thing. But sports too. Same thing.
Nah,
same
we
thing.
We get the 45-year-old insurance salesman and the 97-year-old women that want to talk about the St. Louis Cardinals circa 1975.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
what that's what we get.
That's what you get.
That's what we get.
I love Wiener. I love my Wiener.
You guys got to get on like one of those young FM sports talk stations.
Well, that's
we can partially swear. And talk about.
Ooh,
that.
He said damn.
He said damn. I've been scared to say damn on the air. I got a feeling like I'm gonna get like every senior citizen in Charlottesville gonna like write a letter and saying, you know, Leon said damn.
Dad said, gotta say darn it.
Darn it.
Who says darn it?
I say darn it.
You say darn it.
Darn it.
Darn it.
Is that a word?
I don't know if that's a word. That sounds like something that I should say.
Yeah,
but I don't.
Well, darn it. I don't know.
It's a little skeeved out there.
Outside the Box, episode 14. Brad, I had a lot of fun talking with
you. This was pretty fun.
You know, we went on for 35 minutes. Did it feel like 35
minutes?
No, did we?
Yeah. I have so much work to do.
So I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right.
Who the hell does work?
I still want to do the thing where we talk to your mom and play sports trivia.
I think she's... She's scared.
She is?
Yeah.
She'll probably win.
You're getting better, though.
Yeah?
We've helped you. I mean, yeah? With the sports in the morning. Who are the big three on Miami?
Okay, you got Jerome Bosch.
Keep going.
Is that right? Is it Jerome?
Keep going. All right.
LeBron James.
Yeah.
The third guy, I can't remember. I can never remember the third guy.
Don't give any clues.
Acceptable for LeBron James would have been Captain Douchebag.
Yeah, Captain Douchebag.
Jerome.
Howie Wallenstein.
That sounds like someone that was at my Hanukkah party when I was 12, my uncle. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Uncle Wallenstein.
Yeah. You got one of them right.
Damn it. Well, Bosch. Jeremy Bosch? No, I went to school with Jeremy Bosch.
Is he in the
That's
NBA?
Why I get confused.
Is he a member of the New Jersey Nets?
No, I don't think he is.
How about this, Liam? If you're listening to the podcast, see if you can beat Brad Savage and name the three.
Everyone knows that.
It'll put Brad down.
Yeah. We need to get them to do it against Brad on the air.
That's an idea.
Yeah,
who would like to challenge Brad?
Would you be okay with that, Brad?
Yeah, I mean, it would be fun to challenge your mom in sports, but I'll challenge anyone.
Should it only be a woman?
It can't. I mean,
I think that would be more fun.
Are you stereotyping that America's women don't know sports?
Not as well as men, correct.
Okay, I'll go with that.
And I'm just trying to, you know, stew it up and get people interested.
Stir the pot.
That's a little radio thing.
But also, there will be no questions about your quote unquote Steelers either.
There will be questions all over the spectrum, not local crap if we have a national person, though.
I don't want to go name the linebacker in '88 for the dumb Cavaliers. Oh, no one cares about Virginia.
But I'm just saying.
We're international, Michael. I'm not sure Brad knows.
No,
Brad,
he doesn't.
Brad broadcasts. I'm sure there are people listening in the corner all over the global sphere.
Oh, it's true.
It's true. This little podcast, we have people in Bangkok.
Yes.
We have Canadian listeners.
It's true.
We are international, Michael.
Who won the World Series last year, Brad?
The San Francisco Giants. Hell yeah. I know that because Michael Franti and Spearhead did a tribute song to the Giants because they're from there.
Is that the guy that walks around with no shoes on?
That's the guy. He does that Say Hey, I Love You song. They did a remake.
I said, hey,
where it's in the system. I don't know if you've heard it.
I've heard that song.
That guy, yeah. I don't like that guy.
You don't like him?
I don't.
He's working for the oppressed and the poor and the people that are held down by the man on a global scale.
I want to go see him shovel the snow off the Metrodome roof with no shoes on. And every girl's like, oh, Michael Franti, he's dirty. He has no shoes on.
I told you, all these bands smell, man. They all smell.
Can you not afford shoes? I will take him to Payless tomorrow.
You can't drive.
Yeah. We will walk to Payless
tomorrow. He has no shoes.
Well, you know what? Him and Gandhi got something in common.
Outside the Box, episode 14 or whatever. Brad had a great time.
Yes, thank you, guys. I'll be on any time. I like your show.
You probably will be on if you get fired for this.
That's right.
Leon, make sure you podcast this on time, okay?
I'll do it whenever I get around to it. I got a lot of beers to drink.
Outside the Box, you drunk.
On the field.